Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here's Matt Rooney on New York TV talking about archery as a danger. And that's why New York is getting rid of archery classes and kids doing archery and all that. Here's what he said.
Once again, we have people who are a special kind of stupid who try to get attention in the way that stupid people do. They propose solutions in search of a problem. We need to stop taking these people so seriously. I mean, should we ban bubble gum because it's the same motion in your mouth as chewing tobacco? That's how attenuated this is.
All right, Matt Rooney is with us on our Spring Dance Hot Tubs hotline here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in. Nice job there on the archery.
They get my blood pressure up, Dom. I can't help it.
Well, we'll get to the Daffy governor coming up next. He's rolling. Nothing stops him. It's those magic canvas sneakers. But, Matt, I wanted to talk first about these guys. I mean, imagine throwing around a term, segregation, to talk about the 637 or 47, whatever it is, school districts in New Jersey, as if there is a pattern here versus, I think they're too expensive. I'd like to see some of that go away. But what do we make of this big lawsuit, and does Governor Murphy support it?
I think you can make a reasonable assumption that Governor Murphy supports this. It's all his supporters that are behind it, Dom. And, you know, I think part of it, what people need to know, is I think it's a veiled attempt to help destroy private education as well. Everyone that's supporting this lawsuit to, quote-unquote, desegregate New Jersey schools, they've been nowhere in the fight for vouchers to create a school choice program where these kids who are stuck in schools where we're already paying $30,000, $40,000 a year to give them an education, but they're not getting one, they could have supported a voucher system where they could go to a better school in their own communities. Why are we now going to bus them to other districts? It's never worked before. The only possible reason for it is you've got something against charter schools and you've got something against parochial schools.
Well, exactly. So for listeners who didn't hear that part of the show, again, this lawsuit says New Jersey schools are segregated as if we're in the most segregated in the country as if we're in the Old South. The other thing, in addition to busing, they could do is just redraw the lines and unify some of these. So a lot of these liberals in Cherry Hill who lecture on these things might then be co-joined with the brilliant Camden School District.
Yeah, and that's what these limousine liberals will tell you they're okay with, but they're not really fine with it. They love these feel-good measures, which make them feel like better people. But at the end of the day, we all know what the solution would be. Let the free market come into communities like Camden, where the education system has been very well-funded but very mismanaged for a long time, and let these kids and their parents have another option. Let them take some of this money, take it to a private school, take it to a charter school, and give them an environment where they can actually learn. Right now, we're not doing that. We're continuing to throw money at the problem. And since that's not working, we're going to come up with this new cockamamie scheme. It's outrageous.
Well, Matt, I seem to remember, too, I don't have it in front of me, I'm on remote today, but the Abbotsford schools, these poor inner city mainly school districts, I don't know, there's 8 or 10 of them, and I remember the leader, $33,000 a year, the Asbury Park School District, and yet way below half of the kids there are not on grade level in reading, math, or just about anything. $33,000 a year. I mean, we're almost getting to the inflated college rate with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the money we spend in some of these districts, Dom, these kids should be going to Andover, or they should be getting dropped off in Uber Black with their brand-new Apple lapbooks, right? I mean, it's insane. And you know what? As a limited government conservative, I'm okay with supporting public education and redistributing some wealth to make sure that our citizens have the tools they need to succeed. Nobody's against public education. It's the school, public school monopoly that the teachers union uses to get rich, that's what we're against. And all this lawsuit's going to do is enshrine that.
We're talking with Matt Rooney, and the website SaveJersey.com is just brilliantly done, just celebrating its fifth anniversary, right?
10 years, actually.
Oh, 10. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It goes that quickly. I don't know where it went.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, Governor Phil Murphy, though, doing rather well as far as this one Eagleton poll that I saw, Matt. His favorability around 46-47%. That just tells you something about New Jersey. How's that possible?
Well, look, I think there's a couple things going on. I mean, everybody gets a honeymoon period, right? No matter how bad the marriage is, you get a little bit of leeway on the front end. I also think, Dom, you got to keep in mind, if you look a little bit deeper into that poll, it talks about how Phil Murphy's numbers are still worse than Jim McGreevy's numbers, John Corzine's numbers, and Chris Christie's numbers at this point in their respective administrations. So he's actually off to a weaker start than most of his predecessors. And what that poll shows us as well is that there are a lot of people that are still undecided. Remember, this guy got elected by a record low turnout in terms of percentage of eligible voters in New Jersey. People are not paying attention, but when they start to feel it in their pocketbooks, when more of their neighbors move, those for sale signs go up, and more businesses close and move to your side of the river, Dom, they're going to know, and they're going to change their minds, and I predict his numbers are going to drop.
I would hope so. Parting question for you, Matt. I just happened to, there's a great little website of weird stuff that's perfect for oddities, Mental Floss, and they ask the question, what is the food or drink that people in each individual state dread? They just won't go near it. And in Pennsylvania, it was chai latte for some reason. But in Jersey, it was gas station wine. Is there such a thing as gas station wine? And what the heck is that? Come on, Matt. You're the Jersey guy.
I don't consider myself a snob. I don't consider myself a wine connoisseur. But I have never gone near gas station wine. I spent plenty of time at the Jersey Shore as a youth drinking Natty Ice and some other things I wouldn't want to touch now. Never gas station wine.
But is there such a thing? Do they sell wine in gas stations?
I've never seen it.
Pennsylvania,
it's pretty strictly regulated. Somewhere. I'm staying away from it.
There's someone out there with a still or whatever that supplies this. We'll get to that. Tell us where we find all things Matt Rooney.
If you want to find out more about what's going on in New Jersey and get a little bit of group therapy, you can go to SaveJersey.com. If you go to Twitter, our handle's SaveJersey, and my personal handle's Matt Rooney NJ.
Very nice, Matt. Thank you, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us, Dom. Be well.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.